It's been said that the glue that holds the universe together is gravity. I'm going to expand that to suggest that it's gravity and gratitude. Let's make that the idea for this meditation. Go ahead and close your eyes, or go to a soft focus, so we can be aware of that infinite creation of which we are a part, instead of just our local piece of it. Feel yourself sitting in your chair. As you're pushing down against the chair is pushing up against you. That's gravity, holding us to the surface of the planet, or the surface of whatever we happen to be sitting on, or standing on, or lying or reclining or surfing on. Without gravity, life as we know it would be completely different. We don't even have a concept of what it might be like. Gravity pulls everything together, keeps the planets in their orbits, keeps the galaxies spinning. It's a fundamental force in nature, and it's working everywhere. Gratitude is similarly working in all of the areas where we focus it. We can be grateful at any time, for anything, or in anything. Scripture says, "In all things give thanks." Not for all things, but in all things. Be grateful. Maintain that perspective of gratitude that gives us the gravitational pull, attracting more and more and more of that which we are grateful for into our experience. The law of attraction is another law that works just as reliably as gravity. Take a deep, full breath. Let yourself be filled. And a long, slow breath out. Let it go. Allow yourself to be empty. Settle even more fully into your seat. Another deep breath in. Be filled. Again, feel yourself expanding into the world around you. Grateful for this life-giving breath of air. And let it go. It's done its job. It served its purpose. It has come to pass. We get to exhale with gratitude, allowing everything which is no longer necessary to fall away. Continue breathing at a pace that's comfortable for you. As we breathe in gratitude. As we breathe out, settle into gratitude and allow that attitude of gratitude to completely fill you. Thank you. It's interesting to note that science, technology, engineering, and many of the activities in life involve our understanding and interaction with gravity. And still, nobody can explain how it works. We can observe it. We can measure it. We can understand it. We can predict it. We can even calculate on it. But we have no idea what causes it. It's the same with all principles, all laws of nature. The divine principle tells us that there is only love, and love is as pervasive in this universe as gravity. Intelligence is everywhere, in everything. The divine power and presence is sharing itself right here, right now, as each of us individually, and as all of us together. And in the same way that there is gravity pulling everything together, there is an infinite grid of power making everything possible. As we open ourselves to it, as we acknowledge our connection, our oneness with this infinite power, it is responding to us. As we set our intentions, make our invitations, and align ourselves with the direction of our dreams and goals and hopes and objectives, that infinite creative power is responding and comes into alignment, bringing that good to us in the same way that gravity brings us into our chair. This good is unfolding now and continuously, and I am so grateful for it. I'm grateful for the good. I'm grateful for the experience. I'm grateful for the insight as to the ways this wonderful principle is working for us. And so, with a deep feeling of thanks, I speak this word and release it to the creative law that creates everything, and I let it go, knowing that that law is now creating good for each of us. And so I let it be. And so it is. Take another deep breath, and as you're comfortable, bring your awareness back into the world around you.